Well, last night's Duluth City Council meeting went very late. There was a lot of community involvement and a lot of community voices weighing in on the idea of voting approval of riot gear for the Duluth Police Department. Janet Kennedy is an NAACP spokesperson. She was at the meeting until late last night, and she's still up this morning early to join us this morning to talk about the meeting a little bit. Janet, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. So first, there was a use of force forum. Members of the NAACP and some communities of color wanted to meet with the Duluth Police Department. There was a disagreement about, disagreement makes it sound hostile. The meeting was going to take place at the police department because they couldn't find another place to meet. The folks said, hey, let's find a neutral location. Let's reschedule this until we can find a neutral location. Now this vote has come up on the issue of whether or not the funding should be approved for riot gear for the Duluth Police Department. The NAACP has weighed in on both of these topics. Are we talking about the same thing, two separate things, or kind of a continuation of one thing?
So thank you for that. And I do want to say that the NAACP, we as an organization want to make sure that we're supporting our community members, you know, especially on this important issue. The use of force dialogue and the forum itself, it was actually two separate sort of meetings that were happening. During the use of force forum, when they were pulling it together, you know, there seemed like there was some randomness of the invitations. There were some, you know, maybe exclusion of certain organizations that should have been at the table. There was some conversations about, you know, DPD and FBI maybe listening more about how to pull this actual forum together, because we know that things that are done without us do not help us. And so that's why we initially wanted to hold off on the forum. Now, we want to applaud Chief Tuskin for standing up and agreeing with us in that way. The most important thing we want to do is we want to make sure when we're having these sort of forums and holding meetings that we've unpacked some of the historical trauma that people are feeling and then get a real strong understanding of the intent and the impact of what the police need. And I think that a greater community conversation always works better, as we can see what happened last night. Because those steps weren't taken initially, we were able to rally together in response to the vote last night of the Duluth Police request to purchase riot gear. So I think they're connected, but the important thing here is the reason they're connected is because they both affect the community. There were representatives from Duluth NAACP last night, the Indigenous Commission, Standing Up for Racial Justice, PRISM, Twin Ports Democratic Socialists of America, the Coalition for the Homeless, the Twin Ports Save the Kids, and there are other organizations I know that do a lot of work around protecting our water, and there are even more that I probably couldn't name because they didn't speak specifically to their organization, but that's where the connection is. The connection is about civic engagement on issues that affect all of us and how we can come together, whether it's public discourse and that opportunity to have our voices heard. Now, as we move forward, we want to continue to have this conversation because we're able to table the riot gear, and we want to make sure that the counselors that voted to support us, Westerland, Cypress, Anderson, Slipovich, and Forsman, that they understood and heard us. And so that is the connection to those two.
Janet, you mentioned, you mentioned quite a bit there that I wish we had endless amounts of time to unpack. And because we don't, I still want to ask you a couple of more questions. One of the things that I thought was really interesting that you talked about is it sounds as though that there are two different issues to be addressed in part. One is the way in which people engage in terms of civic engagement, the way they choose to do that, the form that that might take, sometimes maybe even the language that they might use or the way that they might protest. And the second part of that civic engagement issue has to do with the content of what they need to share. Because I think that there's been a sense, perhaps, in the dominant culture that this is the only appropriate way to communicate. And if you don't communicate this way, you're looking for trouble. You're asking to be shut down, whatever. And then, of course, the second part becomes what it is that you actually need people to understand that's different about the experience, perhaps, of different disenfranchised groups. Does that seem like an accurate summing up?
Well, that's a lot to unpack as well, and we could spend a lot of time on that. I will say that I would say some of that is correct, and some of it is perspectives or lenses come about according to your culture, where you've lived. You know, all those social determinants of health are important. So, but I will say, as we move forward, we do want to continue having this conversation and the intersections of all those groups that came together and the importance of how we're continuing to have conversations, whether it's with the dominant culture at this point. And our community is growing into a multicultural community, and it's really important that that civic engagement, whether the way or the form or the content, is that we come together and agree, even if we disagree. You know, the important thing, one of the things that I know I said last night was there's three sides to this story, and there's always usually three sides to a story. And I'll just say, I don't want to be gender specific, but we'll say his way or her way, but in the middle there's usually the truth, right? And so it was the community's voice and the police voice, and in the middle is that truth. And we want to make sure we're going to move forward together to have this conversation, because we still need to talk about the use of force in case the police do are able, you know, and will possibly get this riot gear, but how it's going to be used. The most important part of that, and how do we move forward the way in the form, is in the form of policy to ensure, maybe through our CRB, which we had mentioned, the Citizen Review Board, having a policy in how the gear, if it should be purchased, is going to be used in a community. And that's a, you know, that is something that we need to talk about, and that should be the content, really.
Janet, I think one of the most significant things that you said, which I would imagine could possibly be underreported, is that there is an understanding of what the police need. It's so easy to make this a polarizing conversation where it's about one group of people who don't care about what the other group of people think. And that doesn't really help to build that kind of consensus and that kind of community that you're talking about. And so I think it's important to emphasize is your sense that these communities of color are not indifferent to the issues of police safety?
No, we understand police safety, and it's very important to us as well. Our police are first responders. They are community members as well. I think the important thing here is not to polarize it. It's just that we're coming at this at different views, you know, and from different lenses. But the most important thing that we can do in this is to meet, talk, and find a way. Because we do have good relationships. Our community and the communities that were there last night, many of us have very good relationships with the police, and the chief has been very open about discussion. We dialogue. We actually had a meeting Saturday prior to the council meeting, and we invited the chief, and we had this long conversation about our plans. And so we're not doing anything behind anybody's back to be contentious. We're very open and deliberate about what we want to see and how we want to move forward with this. And we want the police to understand that we know what their side feels like. And so I believe, for me, it's not so polarizing. Because like I had said, we're all living in this community together. Police are our neighbors, our friends, our brothers, and we want to continue that relationship as we move forward for this policy.
So it's not this or that, it's this and that.
Correct.
Love that and. Janet, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Janet Kennedy is an NAACP spokesperson, and she joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.